Monday the 15th, we have the Eight of Pentacles. I love this card. It's about getting a massive return on investment for doing hard work. So if you're not afraid of hard work, Monday the 15th is going to be your day. Do the things, put in the time, put in the hours, put in the work on Monday the 15th because you will reap the reward.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch Podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch Podcast. This is the March Wealth Forecast. So hello, hello to those of us that are joining from the Facebook group. As you may or may not know, I live stream this forecast into my Facebook group, my free Facebook group, Rich Abundance, every single month. So if you haven't joined that group yet and you are listening on the podcast, there is a link to join the Facebook group in the description of the podcast. We would love for you to come over and join us live for these forecasts every month. There is also an incredible free 12-week mini program called Abundance in the Rich Abundance program. So definitely join us over in the group and take advantage of all the epic content that we share in here. So let's get to it, shall we? So the first thing I want to say is that we're getting a reprieve this month energetically, which is really nice. And that is because we have lots and lots of mutable energy coming into the transits in the month of March. So that kind of begins with we're in Pisces season, right? And Pisces is a mutable sign. So Pisces season is all about compassion and connection and emotions. And that's really beautiful because we've just moved into the age of Aquarius. And now we've got this incredible month where we're really able to tap into that Piscean energy. And that Piscean energy in conjunction with Aquarius is really what activates that compassion and connection. So that's beautiful. Mutable energy is all about fluidity and adaptability. So maintaining flow states, being able to be flexible and not being super rigid in our thinking. And so the beautiful thing about even the challenging transits and the challenging things that we're experiencing right now is it seems easier for us to deal with it because we are mentally, energetically, and emotionally in a greater state of fluidity, and we have more acceptance around being flexible and looking for alternative paths to our destination. So one of the things though that's still going on for us is we are still really experiencing that tension from last month's Saturn Uranus square that I talked about in last month's forecast. You know, and that is all about, again, like just the crumbling of our existing structures and systems that are no longer working for us. I think it's really incredible to look back on what happened in February compared to what we talked about in the wealth forecast, because we saw huge increases in cryptocurrency value, Bitcoin, in addition to many other digital currencies, you know, having huge, huge upswings. We saw Elon Musk very publicly coming out and talking about cryptocurrency. And a lot of that aligns with the things that we were talking about in the wealth forecast. Like, we are definitely seeing a paradigm shift when it comes to our financial systems and structures. And that is, you know, something I've been talking about for a couple of years. And it's really nice to actually have it upon us now. The worst is not over, but we're starting to see the evolution of where we're going when it comes to currency. And so I think that's really exciting. So what else do we need to talk about? We are in the last astrological month of the year when it comes to the astrological calendar, right? So February to March, that Pisces season, is the last astrological full astrological month of the year. The new astrological year begins on March 20th with the spring equinox. Well, depending upon what hemisphere you're in, right? But with the spring equinox, and we then move into Aries season, which is the beginning of the astrological calendar. So it's definitely a month of completions. It's a month of wrapping up things that you don't want to take with you into the new astrological year. The first 3 months of the year are always interesting because we have like celebrated New Year, right? Like Western New Year. Then we have Chinese New Year in February. And then we have the end of the astrological year and then in March and the astrological New Year happening in the end of March. So the first quarter of the year, we get to celebrate all the new years and the calling in of all the new energy. So that's exciting. So what do we want to talk about as far as transits go? Let's first talk about the things that I think all the single ladies or men are going to really like. And that is that Mars has entered into Gemini as of yesterday. So as of March 3rd, Mars has entered into Gemini and it will remain in Gemini until April 23rd. So that's good news because Mars has been in Taurus and that energy is kind of like ramming your head into a wall. That energy is very stubborn. It's full of a lot of frustration. And so now we've got Mars moving into Gemini, which is a much more pleasant sign for Mars to be in. It is definitely mostly a positive thing. But it's very positive for people that are interested in romance because that energy, it's a lot of very flirty, very excited, very playful energy, Mars in Gemini. It really activates our base level sexual desires. And so, yeah, if you've got the urge to get out there on the dating market and feeling flirty and feeling like you want to, create an online dating profile and put yourself out on the market. Now, you know, and over the next couple of months is the time to do it. So get on it. It's also, for those of you that are partnered, it's a great time to revive lackluster relationships or relationships where there's been some frustrations. So definitely take advantage of that energy. Obviously, depending upon where Gemini is in your chart and where Mars is in your chart, this transit will affect you differently. So you definitely might want to check out that as well. The bad parts, and Gemini is also a mutable energy. So again, like regardless of the frustrations and the, I guess, bad parts, we're still going to be able to approach those with quite a bit of fluidity and flexibility. So some of the challenging parts about Mars in Gemini is that it can make us really restless. It can make us irritable. It's definitely a month to focus on our discipline, our dedication, and our consistency to all of the things that are important to us and definitely to the goals that we set at the beginning of the year. Like it really is a time that we need to show up. The Mars and Gemini energy is very powerful for moving us forward towards our goals, but we do need to do the work. Like we do need to show up. And so even though you might have some of that flirty energy going on and you're excited in that way, like don't allow yourself to stray off your personal path towards the life that you're desiring to create or the personal goals that you're attempting to achieve this year. So consistency, definitely key while Mars is in Gemini. On the 10th of March, so Mars entered into Gemini obviously yesterday, and again, it's there till April 23rd. So on March 10th, the Sun and Neptune were conjunct in Pisces. And so that's coming up here in the next week. This energy is very much about secrets coming to light. It's also very much about vulnerable populations being supported. I really have a strong feeling that we're going to see something pretty major coming to light in the sex trafficking field. We may see some legislation passed. Well, we're already seeing it, right? Like we saw this happen. Arizona just passed some really, really strong legislation around sexual offenses of children, which is beautiful. But I think we're going to see more states following this. And so, this is absolutely a time if you're, and I talk about this stuff a lot because it's something that I'm interested in, I'm passionate in, and I really want to see a change in. And I believe that as a collective to continue to ascend and to really begin to tap into this beautiful energy of the age of Aquarius, we have to start addressing this issue of sex trafficking. So secrets coming to light around this time, seeing support for vulnerable people, definitely watch the what's happening with sex trafficking on a global stage. So, but Sun and Neptune conjunct in Pisces also is a really, really incredible time for us to focus on our divine mission and our purpose work and connect to our higher self. So the theme that I'm really seeing running through the entire month is it is a time to keep our eyes on the prize. It's a time to continue to bring things back into alignment around our purpose work and the work we're here to do in the world. We have a lot of energetic support to propel us forward in those areas at this time. Then on March 13th, we have a new moon in Pisces. So this is interesting because this is a beautiful time. So new moon times are typically times of creation work. The thing that I would say to really focus on creating during this time is healing, any type of healing that needs to be done in your body. And to focus on doing that healing through alternative healing modalities. If you're a Healy person, this is going to be a great time to get Healy's into the hands of people because this new moon is all about alternative healing and people really have an opportunity to tap into these energetic vibrations and frequencies of healing during this new moon. So perhaps we'll do some kind of big Healy event on the 13th to celebrate this new moon in Pisces. But it is also an incredible time to tap into your subconscious and to receive divine guidance. We also, and that is because in addition to the new moon being in Pisces, it's also met by Venus and Neptune there. So there's a big activation of our subconscious. So the other thing that I think this new moon is really, really incredible for is deconstructing programming. So while typically new moons are creation, I really feel strongly that this particular new moon is going to be an incredible opportunity to continue to deconstruct programming and conditioning that's holding us back from our infinite potential. Listen to your intuition at this time. It is going to be banging. Like, it's going to be so loud, it may actually take you off guard how strong and powerful your intuition is at this time. So really make sure that you're listening to it. Don't just brush it off. Don't just try to silence it. March 15th, Mercury moves into Pisces. So Mercury in Pisces is a little bit of a mixed bag. And so the first part of Mercury in Pisces that I want to talk about is that communication can be quite emotional in nature. And it sometimes can feel like people are being very irrational and erratic in their communication style because they're allowing their emotions to kind of bubble up to the surface and people are communicating emotionally. So that's just something that's important to note because frequently when that happens, people get easily offended. And, you know, then at the same time, also like communication gets a little bit sticky because everyone's sort of in their emotions. And so they're interpreting conversations through their emotional focus or their emotional viewpoint, not necessarily what's actually coming from the other person. So that's just something to take note of at that time. Definitely more amplification of our inner voice at this time when Mercury moves into Pisces. So it's that, again, listening to your intuition, right? Like your inner voice is going to be speaking so loudly to you. So make sure that you're paying attention to that. Also a time when Mercury is in Pisces that we see a real activation of spiritual gifts. So, you know, you may be very, very empathic. You may be feeling what other people are thinking. You may have some clairaudience or some clairvoyance kick in at this time. So pay attention to that. And it's a time to cultivate those gifts and actually refine and hone those gifts and make those gifts stronger. Also, really strong energy of you being able to communicate the things that you are receiving through your spiritual gifts to the world or to another human being in a way that they'll be able to clearly understand you because of Mercury being in Pisces. super, super creative time as well. Mercury in Pisces, like you should be getting creativity ideas and creative ideas like crazy during this time. So I'm actually really looking forward to this. I love when this energy comes in. I've got a couple of programs that have started dropping in and I know that they will fully land during this time. And I'll be able to release them out into the world because what's been coming through has been really, really exciting. So I'm really looking forward to having this energy help me be able to really hone those programs and get them launched out into the world. Okay. March 20th, as I mentioned before, we have the sun entering into Aries. So this is our equinox. It's our equinox period. It is our time when the astrological calendar is closing and the new calendar is beginning. And this energy is very spontaneous. It's dynamic. It's exciting. We step very much into that energy of like, I am powerful. I can do this. I've got this. I can, you know, we're starting to hit forward momentum in the year. We're moving into second quarter. And now it's like, it's time to put the wheels on the cart and move forward. It's time to use that Aries energy to start really moving our goals in a forward direction. The negativity here obviously can be that people can appear quite selfish, but remember, it's like this is a universal energy. And instead of projecting onto people that they're being selfish, maybe it's an opportunity for you to start being a little more selfish. Maybe it's an opportunity for you to look at how can you serve yourself first during this time to further your goals and objectives. So that is March 20th. March 21st, we've got a lot of transits and things happening. So we're in this equinox period, right? The 20th to the 21st. Then we have Venus entering into Aries on March 21st. We have Mars in Gemini trine Saturn in Aquarius also on March 21st. So here what's happening is a real activation of our entrepreneurial genes and energy. That Venus in Aries really pushes us into forward momentum in things that we desire to create in our life. It's really going to kick in and activate our entrepreneurial spirit. It can make us very demanding, and we can feel that others are being very demanding of us in this time. So try to remember that this is global energy that's happening. So, and it shows up for different people in different ways, but because of like the first part of the month, we're really going to be in our feelings with this Pisces energy. And so there's a tendency to really take things personally. And so then we're going to be moving from that into this Mars energy, into this Aries energy, which is just like forward momentum. Okay, let's go. Let's make shit happen. Let's do the things. And some people transition from energy to energy a little bit more slowly. And so those of us that have a lot of fire in our chart, or Aries in our chart, I have an Aries moon, I'm going to be like, okay, it's time to go. The train's leaving the station. Some of those people that don't have as much fire and have more watery energy, have more Piscean energy, have more Cancerian energy are going to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, you know, you're offending me. Like, you're upsetting me. You're being selfish. You're being too demanding. And so as this transition is happening from Pisces into Aries, just remember that and take that into account. What else do I want to tell you about this time? Definitely we'll see an increase in productivity. If you've been feeling a little stagnant the first part of the year, that should all shift after we move through the equinox. And as that Mercury in Pisces square, Mars in Gemini happens, again, consistency, guys. Again, like this is discipline and consistency is so important this month. This square is really going to highlight anywhere where we're half-assing in our life. It's really going to highlight where we've been slipping, where we haven't remained dedicated, where we haven't remained consistent. So make sure that you're doing that, right? Like don't be half-assing, don't be taking shortcuts. What else? So something else that can happen around this square is definite definitely like controversy. So I would be watching the public stage again during this time, March 23rd, and in this week for probably more political controversy. I mean, it seems like we're living in this constant state of that right now, right? But definitely a time you're going to see people contradicting themselves massively during this week. So just watch for that. And it's a really good time to be in a state of observation and not enter into fights or Facebook comment wars, or people just aren't going to get your perspective anyway right now. And so let the controversy be the controversy. Stay in a state of observation. Don't get involved in the bullshit, because there's going to be a lot of it. And you're going to see a lot of public discourse and people arguing and people fighting. And I know it's impossible to think that there could possibly be more than what you're already seeing, but that's one of the things that we do have coming in March. So be aware of that. March 28th, we have a full moon in Libra. And so this is all about balance and harmony. So for me, I feel like this particular full moon is a really, really incredible time for us to look at how we can release our need to keep the peace. And I think, you know, this is so important right now in humanity, because we're doing all of these things that we don't feel like are right. We're allowing people to control and manipulate us and make us do things that internally feel out of alignment with us, that internally do not feel right to us. And that has to stop. In order for us to move through this, in order for us to discard these old systems and structures that aren't serving us, we have to start speaking up. We have to stop keeping the peace. We have to stop existing in states of harmony, because that's what's acceptable in the status quo. And so this energy of this moon in Libra, I believe, is really going to bring some of that incredible balance. And if we all step up during this time and begin to look at where we can release the need to keep the peace, release the need to comply with the masses, and start thinking for ourselves and stop being programmed and conditioned commodities, the collective is going to be much, much better for it. So that is what I would make the focus of my full moon work. If you're going to be doing any of it, looking at personally where you need to release your need to keep the peace. Okay, did I miss anything? Oh, I did miss something. I missed something huge. On March 26th, we have the Venus star point in Aries. So this is the Venus the Sun-Venus conjunction, and it's happening in Aries, obviously. So this is like an incredible, incredible time of activating leadership. So my hope for the planet and for the collective is that around this time at the end of the month, we are going to begin to see new leaders step forward. It is the thing I think that is missing so desperately in today's society, in our political climates, really in all areas of our lives. I look at the collective right now and I'm like, where are our leaders? Like, where are the people that are really stepping up and actually advocating for humanity? I believe that with the coming of this Venus star point at the end of the month, we're going to begin to see some new leaders step up and step forward, because there's a lot of incredible energy for us here to be confident, to speak our minds, to share the things that are important to us. And you may be one of those leaders. And if you are, please take advantage of this energy and step into that leadership role that you've been destined to step into. The time for hiding is over. We really need to activate this energy in those of us that are here to change the world and to create impact on this planet. So you're going to have some energy to really be confident, to be assured, to not be worried about your message. And it's like that Venus conjunction. It's a beautiful, beautiful support of you stepping into your power. But I also think that on a global level, we're going to see some leadership step up at that time. So the Venus star point is very much about creation of new value systems. And like that desire to actually shift from the old paradigm into the new paradigm. And it's both at an individual level and then at a collective level. So really, yeah, I'm excited for that. I think that's the thing this month that I am the most excited about, is to see what happens on the global stage with that Venus star point. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention. And for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire. The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time, so click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me, so do the thing. Now back to the podcast. Okay, shall we dive into seeing what the cards have to say to us? Okay, so the theme of the month of March from our yearly forecast was the Knight of Swords reversed, the big reveal, right? Like, this is all about things coming to light, lies, deception coming to light. And we definitely picked up on a lot of that energy as we were looking at just the astrological influences and energy of the month. So I'm really interested to see what comes up in the cards around this. So Knight of Swords reversed was the theme of the month of March. And we've definitely got some astrological transits that are supporting things coming to light, secrets coming to light. Next week, actually, with that Sun and Neptune conjunction in Pisces. Yeah, fascinating. Okay, well, let's jump in and do this thing. We are going to start with the first week of March, and today is the fourth that we are actually doing this forecast on. So I am going to go back to the first, second, and third. So I will do cards for that so that we just know sort of what was happening during that time, and we'll see what's up. Okay, so theme card of the week of March 1st through the 7th. Ooh. I love this card. Seven of Pentacles, right side up. This card is the card of return on investment. So all of our hard work is paying off this week. We are getting a return on investment. And so it's fascinating because I have people in my life that I can already see that this is happening for. So I love that return on investment. So Monday, March 1st, we have the Justice card, right side up. So that means contracts being signed or new contracts coming up, contracts that we can trust, contracts that will be good for us. It also is an indicator that we should definitely, though, in our contracts, really make sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed. So that is happening on Monday. Things working out in our favor, rulings happening in our favor. That was the card for Monday the 1st. Tuesday the 2nd, we have the Death card reversed. So something that we previously thought was over, not being over, like not over yet. So living to see another day there on Tuesday, March 2nd. On the 3rd, which was the day that Mars moved into Gemini, we have the Ace of Swords right side up, meaning speak your truth, stand in your truth, clearly communicate Swords are all about discipline, though. So, and cutting to the truth and getting to the point and being straightforward. So I love this on the day that Mars is going into Gemini, because remember we talked about this is a month to focus on dedication and discipline and consistency. So that was yesterday, the 3rd of March. Today, Thursday, the 4th of March, we have the Five of Wands upside down. This is definitely the position that you want to get this card in, the Five of Wands, because up, right side up, it means conflict. So upside down means here we are stepping out of conflict, resolving conflicts perhaps that have been happening over the last several months. Today, March 4th. Tomorrow, March 5th, we have the Hermit card right side up. This is my birth card, the Hermit. It is the 9 in the major arcana, and I am a 9 life path, so this is my birth card, the Hermit. And this card is about, oh, really, I feel like being your own spiritual teacher, being your own guru, having the answers inside of you, seeking counsel from within. So whatever it is that you're facing tomorrow, just know that you have all the answers inside of you. Know that you can seek guidance and wisdom and knowledge from that highest level version of yourself, your divine immortal soul, to guide you in whatever's coming up for you that day. Saturday, March 6th, we have the Four of Cups reversed. Another card that is great when it's in the reverse position, because right side up, it means you're having low level and anxiety. Reversed, it means we're stepping out of low level anxiety and depression. So it's been a rough go the last few months. And I do feel like all of this mutable energy that is flowing around in the month of March, we're going to start to feel some relief. And so I really think that that's what that's saying. If you've been feeling a little agitated, some anxiety, some depression and such, like that's going to begin lifting. So Sunday, March 7th, ooh, another high money card. I love it. This is one of my favorite cards in the deck, the 9 of Pentacles. This is the card of female financial independence. So women, money coming on March 7th, or news coming about money on March 7th. Beautiful week, really financially supported with getting the return on investment, which actually may come through on Sunday. So pay attention to that and let's see what's happening there. Now we're going to move into the second week of March, which is the 8th through the 14th. And the theme of the week of the 8th through the 14th is the Queen of Pentacles upside down. So that's really fascinating, really interesting. So we're coming out of a good money week and we're going into a money week where things are a little bit upside down financially. Queen of Pentacles upside down doesn't ever really worry me much because she's a woman that is completely in control of her money. She's a woman, and it could be your inner feminine. It doesn't need to be a woman in your life, though it might be a woman in your life, but it could be your own inner feminine, even if you're a man. So no matter what happens, no matter whether she's upside down or right side up, she's always got her shit together when it comes to money. And so I don't really worry when I see her upside down, but it is just an indication to me that it's a time to keep a closer eye on our finances, not take unnecessary risk, be calculated in our investments, really be clear in the decisions that we're making around our finances, and to be a good custodian of our money. That's basically what I think that that's saying. For the theme of that week. So let's start with Monday, March 8th. We have the Knight of Cups right side up, a beautiful card. It's an offer of love. It's a message coming about an offer of love. That could be from a loved one. That could be about a job, about a promotion, about a new project, whatever you would consider to be an offer of love. That's a message of an offer of love coming on Monday, the 8th. Tuesday the 9th, we have the Two of Wands upside down. So this is a card that typically tends to indicate to me a long-term partnership. And so this is upside down, meaning long-term partnerships might be feeling a little upside down right now during this week, particularly around finances, because that was our theme of the week. But it also can just indicate that if you're working on something specific during this week, that it's not something that's going to be around long term. It doesn't mean you shouldn't give it your attention. It doesn't mean you shouldn't focus on it, but it would indicate that whatever it is that you're looking at or working at on the 9th is potentially not a long term partnership for you. Wednesday the 10th, we have the Devil card right side up. which is fascinating to me because this is the Sun and Neptune conjunct in Pisces, that day that we were talking about, that day where secrets come to light. Look at this. I mean, one might say that these are sex slaves chained in a dungeon. they're naked, right? Like these naked people chained in a dungeon, carrying or attached to a chest of money. I think we're going to see something really, really big happening on the 10th, the Devil card, the devil being revealed on the 10th. So the Devil card, I think, gets a bad rap, but because of, and so I wouldn't necessarily always say that this card represented the devil or this card represented our own internal demons. Sometimes I believe it can be the past life stuff that's coming up. I think this card gets a bad rap, but considering what's happening astrologically on the day that we pulled this, keep your eye on what's happening around sex slavery and the sex trade on this day. Definitely, there is a lot of support energetically for people being freed from vulnerable positions. So let's pay attention and see what happens with that. Thursday, March 11th, we have the Happy Family card, 10 of Cups, which leads me to believe even more that that's what that is about. Because it's like families reunited. This is everything's right in the family unit. Everything is upright. They're happy. They're healthy. They're wealthy. So that is all is well in the family and all is going well in the family on Thursday, the 11th. Friday, the 12th, we have the Tower card. So everything's going well, and then bam, we get hit with the Tower. This is change though, right? So this is change, this is growth, this is expansion, somewhat forced, but this is coming right before a new moon, and new moons always bring change with them. So Tower card, Friday the 12th. I wouldn't travel on Friday the 12th, just FYI. I'm getting some kind of intuitive hit about not traveling on Friday the 12th. Saturday the 13th, we have the King of Cups right side up. So we get this offer of love at the beginning of the week on Monday, the Knight of Cups, the message coming from the Knight of Cups, right? And here's the King on the weekend, right side up. And there he is with his offer of love. So that is the 13th. And then we have Sunday the 14th, we have the Six of Swords reversed. So this is the card of moving to higher grounds. This is literally saying we're not moving to higher grounds. So we may be moving into a week of a little bit of conflict. Mercury is getting ready to move into Pisces the next day. I don't think necessarily that's affecting this, but often this card also represents a trip across water. We may see some more border lockdowns happening. We may see more countries locking down, literally not allowing trips across water on Sunday the 14th or around that time, because it's literally like not making trips across water, not moving to higher ground. So something to look out there for you. Okay, so now we will pull a theme card for the week of March 15th through the 21st, Ace of Wands. So quite phallic in nature, isn't it? This card is all about passion projects, new passion projects. It can also indicate new sexual partners. We had Venus and Neptune also meeting with that full moon the previous week. So could be new sexual energy, but typically in these forecasts, because we are talking about wealth, we're talking about new passion projects. So new passion project coming in week of March 15th through the 21st. Monday the 15th, we have the Eight of Pentacles. I love this card. It's about getting a massive return on investment for doing hard work. So if you're not afraid of hard work, Monday the 15th is going to be your day. Do the things, put in the time, put in the hours, put in the work on Monday the 15th, because you will reap the reward. Tuesday the 16th, we have the Lovers upside down. So I guess I would say that that Ace of Wands for the week does not indicate a new sexual relationship. It's got to be about purpose. Here's Lovers upside down, which can tend to happen when you are putting all of your energy into work as you are on Monday of that week. So Tuesday, the Lovers upside down. Wednesday the 17th, 10 of Swords. This is the betrayal card, guys. Like, there's no nice way to say this. So feeling betrayed on Wednesday the 17th. This could be on a collective level. This could be on an individual level. Definitely stay on the lookout for what that is Wednesday the 17th. You may feel betrayed by your partner or your lover because you had the lovers upside down the week before. Thursday the 18th, the strength card upside down, basically meaning like we're not feeling strong. We don't feel like we have the strength to move through this. You always have the strength to move through it. You always, always, always have the strength to move through it. So even though you're feeling that way that day, just know no matter what, it's going to lift. Friday the 19th, the Wheel of Fortune reversed. So literally like this is going to be our rough week of the month. We don't feel the Wheel of Fortune has turned in our favor. Here's the beauty about the Wheel of Fortune though. It's a wheel and it's literally always turning. So right at this moment on Friday the 19th, we may not feel like the wheel is turned in our favor, but it will turn again. So hold the faith. Saturday the 20th, we have the Page of Wands reversed. So here's our wand energy from our weekly theme. It is reversed. Pages are all about sowing seeds, planting seeds. So it's sowing seeds for new passion projects. And so this is like coming delayed. It's like we're sowing seeds over the weekend for something that's going to come delayed. It's not going to be instant gratification. We're not going to get what we want straight away. But remember that sometimes those seeds that take longer to bloom turn into the most beautiful fruit. So make sure that you are focusing on sowing those seeds over the weekend. And Sunday the 21st, we have, yay, our marriage is finally righted. Our relationship is finally righted. So this is Four of Wands. This is the card of making the marriage work. It is the marriage card as well. So it, for those of you that are married, this what's happening in this week may very much be trouble in paradise, trouble in your marriage. But by the end of the weekend, we are looking to make the marriage work and things are righted. Remember also when we talk about this stuff, it definitely can be our business partners and our business partnerships as well. It doesn't have to just be romantic. Now moving into the 22nd through the 28th of March, which is the last full week of the month. We've got the Three of Wands upside down. So this I find fascinating. So Saturday, we're sowing these seeds, right? We're sowing these seeds for a future project coming. The theme of this next week is our ship isn't quite coming in yet, but it's coming in. So we're continuing to plant and sow those seeds in this last full week of March by tapping into that energy of Three of Wands upside down, that energy of our ships coming in, even though that is saying it's going to be delayed. Monday the 22nd, High Priestess, listen to your intuition. Listen to your intuition on Monday the 22nd. Whenever this card comes up, it's like, this is your warning, guys. Like something's going to happen that day. If you listen to yourself, you're going to be good. If you don't, not going to be pretty. So listen to your intuition Monday the 22nd. Put a note in your calendar. Tuesday the 23rd, Five of Pentacles upside down. This is another five card that we love to get upside down because it means we're not missing opportunities. When it's right side up, it means missed opportunities. Upside down, we heeded listening to our intuition and now we're not missing any opportunities on Tuesday. So that's great. That card though also can indicate really look around you. Stop for a minute on Tuesday and look around and make sure that there's not something there that you're missing. Make sure that you're seeing everything around you, that you're seeing all of the opportunities around you. Wednesday the 24th, we have the Sun card. I love this card. This is my card of my Jackie, my youngest son. I always got this card when I was pregnant with him. This card is also about children though, so all is right with the children. And this is Wednesday the 24th. So yeah, really, really beautiful. Everything's right with the children. Spend time with the children in your life, definitely, whether they're yours or nieces and nephews or friends. Like it's a great day to be around children and you'll definitely get an incredible like energetic boost from spending time with kids on Wednesday the 24th. Thursday the 25th, we have the Knight of Pentacles. We love seeing him. He is the messenger of money. He's the bringer of money. So the Knight of Pentacles is bringing messages of money. on Thursday, the 25th. Friday, the 26th, we have the Hanged Man. So remember with the Hanged Man, who also gets a bad rap, that he's put himself in the tree. He can get down at any time, but he is put himself in a holding pattern. So a bit of a holding pattern happening on Friday, the 26th, the Hanged Man. Saturday, the 27th, we have the Soulmate card reversed. So I think it's really interesting that we've got two cards in this reading. The first one was around long-term partnership, and the second one is around soulmates. So the thing I really want you to pay attention to with this one is anyone that's coming into your life over the weekend, especially that Saturday, the 27th, reminding yourself that that is not a soulmate relationship. So while it may be a friendship, while it may be a business acquaintance, it is not a soulmate relationship. Sunday, the 28th. Well, that Hanged Man situation sure righted itself quickly. We have the Eight of Wands, things moving quickly. So we were in this holding place on Friday, and by Sunday, we're like, nope, time to go, time to blast through. Eight of Wands, things begin to move quickly. And now we will pull cards for the 29th, 30th, and 31st, which are the last 3 days of the month. I will not pull a theme card for that week because we'll do that with the April forecast. But the card on the 29th, Monday the 29th, is the Emperor right side up. So that's beautiful. Emperor right side up. Oh, our Eight of Wands is also the day of our full moon. So that Eight of Wands, full moon in Libra, releasing those things and then things beginning to move quickly. So that's a beautiful card to have pulled on a full moon. So Monday the 29th, we've got the Emperor. So a reminder that we are the kings and queens and emperors and empresses of our worlds, and also a reminder to lead those kingdoms and lead those worlds with love. So a reminder to lead with love. Tuesday the 30th, we've got the Five of Swords reversed. This is an interesting card. I hate this card. Like, this is one of my least favorite cards in the deck. Right side up, this card is like, we won the war, we won the battle, but we're constantly looking over our shoulder. So it's just a sucky feeling of kind of angst and a little bit of agitation and anxiety. It is reversed. So I'm wondering if we're going to see something on the global stage where we're seeing something happening with someone with Emperor energy. So Emperor energy, or a leader of a nation or a leader of a country who wins some kind of war, has some kind of victory. And it's a full victory because he's not having to look over his shoulder on Tuesday the 30th. Wednesday the 31st, we have another two card reversed. This is really interesting. Two of Swords reversed. So Two of Swords is a decision, upright is a decision needing to be made. Two of Swords reversed is a decision has already been made. So something big is going to happen that last 3 days. And I feel like this is very much about what's happening on a global stage. We're going to see some kind of a leader win some kind of a battle, but probably unbeknownst to us, the decision had already been made. Maybe the decision had already been made previously in the month, but it's going to show up at the end of the month on these last 3 days of the month. So that is our March wealth forecast. We finally got it done. We finally did it. Nothing too negative. Definitely that third week of the month, I think some stickiness. But all in all, I'm really happy with the reading. I feel like energetically it's going to be a good month for us. We're going to feel things are a little bit lighter. Definitely tap into all this beautiful, mutable energy of this Pisces and Gemini energy that we've got in the month. Obviously, we're in the age of Aquarius, so we've embraced mutability in this new age that we've moved into, this new 2600 year cycle or whatever it is. So that's it. That's all I have for today. Have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evenings, wherever you are in the world as you are tuning in. Remember, it is your divine birthright to be wealthy in all areas of your life, and you are so worthy and you are so deserving. So head out there and make March an incredible month.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.